Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Wade Simmons Show. I'm excited to welcome to the program, Wade Simmons. Wade, what's going on, man? How are you?
Oh man, I'm doing great. Just chilling out. How you been?
Good. So let's talk about your current projects. What's happening with Wade Simmons?
So actually, I just turned 31 Monday.
Oh, happy birthday.
I shot a film on my birthday, so hopefully that episode should be out either this Friday or next Friday. I had a lot of fun. Then I went to work. But other than that, I've just been, doing some family stuff and just, trying to grow my media a little bit. That's all.
Yeah. So what's going on? So what, tell us, update us on the films. I mean, your TV show, what's going on with that?
All right. So I'm, currently trying to grow my web series. I'm actually going to make a documentary about my web series. So we're getting ready for that. Cause I haven't told too many people this, but actually I wanted to be more of a documentary filmmaker. Nothing against narrative films, working with actors or anything, but I don't know. Like I feel like documentaries are more kind of like, I like that better because like you get to work with a different crew, you get to like meet different people and you get to tell other people's stories and get to connect with them and, kind of sit down and talk with them and, see things about their life or their business, like if they own a business or whatever and you get all the details and stuff. Like, I think I kind of like that better. It's a little more fun and you're not in the same place all the time.
Yeah, so you have to figure all that documentary. Are you going to bring your same crew with you if you do the documentaries?
Yeah, if they're available, because like, the thing about film is, a lot of people don't talk about this part of it, but everybody's different. And like, sometimes everybody has their own agenda. So, you might have a crew, but then they go on to do other projects and stuff, so I get it.
It's crazy when you talk about, let's go further into the thing. When you talk about how much equipment do you need that you have for your production company to do things like this, like a documentary and all that? What do you
So
have?
really, you need, I would say you need multiple cameras. Of course, you need really good lighting and you need a crew. But again, like I said, like with the film industry, like what nobody talks about, like you have to work with people when they're available because everything in film happens so fast because like, say for instance, somebody is waiting for a job on the show or they're waiting to hear back from an independent film or, like you have to be ready when people call on you. So like, being an independent filmmaker, like owning your own company or whatever, you have to be willing like to, I mean, like when you have an idea or whatever, you got to make sure you got your funds and everything up because you have to work with people when they're available.
And that's the problem is time, right? With Wade
Yeah.
Simmons and how busy he is. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So that's something, a documentary. If you have a documentary and you're looking for somebody and you're in the Chicago region, Wade's willing to do the documentary for you, contact him today and we'll definitely go into that. Let's go pro wrestling now. What's happening with your pro wrestling career?
Yeah, so right now, so with pro wrestling, it's been kind of up and down because like I've been so busy, I haven't really been able to really get to practice as much. But I do still go out to the shows and I'm trying to get back to practice on Thursday. But for the most part, I'm still in contact with everybody and everybody seems to be progressing pretty well, Yeah. But we do have a show Friday, but I'm planning on God willing getting back to practice Thursday because we got a show this
Are
Friday.
you wrestling yet? Have you wrestled yet? Or are you still training?
Still training, but again, I'm not gonna be wrestling. I'm just gonna be managing.
Okay, well, are you gonna manage on the show coming up?
No, and I mean I'm gonna keep it real with you, Neil. Like, that's why I'm more about like kind of, building my own thing because I feel like.
Yeah, so why don't you manage me in Texas? Why don't you do that? Why don't you bring the media giant out, and say whole career, start reaching out to people in Texas saying, got the 7-footer. I'm going to, and you're going to manage them. And then we'll just go out there. And then you find some local wrestler to come with you from Chicago to drive you out. Cause I did this gimmick all the time. I never had to pay for any travel. They drove me. I went from Pittsburgh all the way to, Kansas, to Wichita, Kansas, because I was the Sunflower Heavyweight Champion of the world. And I would have people just drop me. I wasn't paying. I made my money. I had a place to stay. So you go ahead and you drive to Texas. I don't know how far it is, Texas. You get a wrestler. You hook it up saying, okay, we got this gimmick and we don't even need to be the media giant. We could just come up with something. I get a squash match off of one of your guys. And then bam, you're the manager and that's it. And we just go do
the. See, Neil, I like something that you said, like, and I'm glad we're doing the show today because, like, I feel like in this day and age that we live in, like, you pretty much have to promote yourself. Like, when you want something bad enough, like, you can't really put your fate in other people's hands. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why, like, I appreciate you because, like, I don't know. I feel like sometimes people try to hold you back, you know?
Yeah, no. So that's the thing, and to grow. But you have the gimmick, you have the different thing. You come out, manage me. You know, bring a wrestler with me. I won't take many bumps. Oh no, I'm not taking bumps. We go ahead, and he gets to travel and gets to meet the promoter in Texas, and that's it. They don't run the Sportatorium anymore in Dallas, do they? I'm sounding really old, but I do that. They're not promoting in the Sportatorium, right? That's gone. They tore that down, didn't they?
I think Booker T has a wrestling promotion going. We might have to hit him up.
Well, hit up Booker T. There you go. So hit up Booker T. Say, you know, I'll do some promotion for the wrestling promotion. You know, we go interview people, and then we'll bring our own wrestler because we got to bring our own wrestler. You can't trust wrestlers. No, it's just like if you watch Young Rock, you still can't trust young wrestlers. Yeah. I have a story, man. Literally, it was ridiculous. This guy screwed up a spot. Messed up my shoulder. I'm like, dude, they don't. So you bring a wrestler you trust. We'll work the show for Booker T. You'll get to work, and you guys come out to if it's in Dallas, wherever it is, and we'll film it. We could create this documentary of just, you know, just you work in some of these Texas towns. Hey, you know, and to get the media giant out there. I'll be the baby face, and you can manage the other guy, and we'll, you know, I'll take some heat. Get on my knee. You know, when you're a baby face, you don't have to take many bumps. And I'm not taking many bumps. Yeah. He works my leg for 3 minutes. I make the big comeback, hit him with the choke slam. Bam. Done. That's it. And I'll call myself the media giant. And there you go. And then I have the nice. So we're game, man. Let's make it happen. You go call Booker T's organization and you get a wrestler and then they drive you out there and you manage your guy and we'll do the whole gimmick. And then maybe we'll even do then and you know, we'll figure it out. But there's other promotions in Texas. Yeah. Let's make it happen. There's Louisiana. There's different towns right around that Texas region. Yeah. Let's make it happen, Wade. Yeah, all right, because you never should give up, man. Never give up on your dream, and you know what you're doing. But people see that jealousy locally. You leave. That's what I did. I literally was in Pittsburgh, and I was being stomped down by the local Pittsburgh wrestlers. So I left, and I went down south, worked for Lawler, worked for Burt Prentice, came back and got a push. You need to make a name outside of Chicago. Then come back to Chicago.
Nah, you know, but you know what? Yeah, like I'm having one of those Cody Rhodes moments. Like, I don't know if you have you been watching WWE lately?
I don't watch wrestling anymore, man. It's not wrestling. It's not the days of wrestling before. But again, I'm watching Young Rock all the time. Shout out to the great work that they do. I've interviewed them again, working with NBC. The great, great stuff. Definitely, Wade, let's try to get that set up. So, because you need to be managing, because this would get over. And I think you should reach out to Booker T, pick up the phone, and call him today or call whoever runs that promotion. Is that Booker T's or is he just, they book him?
I believe it's his.
Is it in Dallas?
It may be more closer to Houston, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, Houston's still 4 hours from Dallas. Not a big deal. Yeah. All right, okay. So, Wade, best place people can check you out. Where can they go?
Wade Simmons on Vimeo, Wade Filmmaker 777 on Vimeo. If you want to reach me on Instagram, Wade Jedi 99. I'm a big Star Wars fan, by the way. So, yep.
So, I mean, I could do a Darth Vader gimmick. You know, whatever gimmick that people want me to do, come on now. But we appreciate it, Wade.
Yep, I appreciate you, Neil.
All right. Okay, that was the Wade Simmons Show. Take care, guys.